Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Holderness Family Podcast.
That was really, that's a lot of energy and I appreciate it.
I decided to go big.
I like it.
Go big or go home.
Welcome. I am Kim Holderness.
Yeah, and I'm Penn. And so, you know us as that family that does the cheesy, sometimes cringy, often enjoyable, occasionally humorous, sometimes controversial.
Occasionally
thought-provoking videos.
Hold on. Name one thought-provoking. Oh, well, we did that one. I'm sorry, my phone.
Boom.
Sorry. We did the Baby It's Cold Outside. So,
that's right.
Okay, that was one.
That's one.
Okay. Anyway.
That's it, though. Anyway, so we do a podcast, too. And and this is it. And so we really like to let you guys kind of discover the hot mess that is our life. And a lot of times it gets so messy, we need people to come in and help clean it up for us. And so we're very happy to have our biggest
contributor
Christopher Edmondson, our marriage counselor.
I call him marriage coach.
He always has
like a whistle. Yeah. Yes.
And he's here on a Friday night. So we're having a good old fashioned communion. And we're going to talk about, we're going to start by talking about something that's really embarrassing that happened to me. And then I think we're going to work our way into just talking about how a good couple can set goals together.
But only one embarrassing thing, or are there multiple?
I mean, we're going to start with one.
Christopher,
with one.
Let me tell you the story.
Like, so, after show, yeah.
So I really wanted to tackle the topic of, like, how do you make life changes? How do you, you know, take on, you know, a new endeavor if your partner is not on board, even if you have a very, very loving partner and you're just not aligned? And that is the topic I wanted to cover. What the story I'm about to tell has nothing to do with that.
Unless if you can find a thread that somehow works this in, it's okay. But
you guys,
yeah,
you have to, I have not laughed, and maybe, oh my gosh. Okay, so here's what happened.
Wait, so, should you tell this or should I tell this?
Well,
you tell it.
Okay,
we'll go back and forth.
I get a text message, and it's myself on a text message and our neighbor Elizabeth, who's a loyal listener to this podcast. And she's our neighbor, and she has a dog that our dog likes to play with. And
Birdie.
And so they...
Let me jump in here.
Yeah. So we have like little doggy play dates, and it's super duper cute.
And so I was trying to get our puppy some exercise. Sunny is a disaster. I can't walk her more than about 10 feet without her trying to eat her own tail or me or the leash. So when I get her on like play dates with dogs, she gets really exhausted.
Is Birdie also a puppy or just
no?
Birdie's fully grown, but gotcha. they can hang. So they had a really good play date together. And so I took a picture of Sunny and then I sent it to Elizabeth with the text, somebody wants another play date. And I thought that was the end of the conversation.
Someone wants a play date.
Yeah.
Someone wants a play date.
I think it was another play date.
Okay. And then I get, cause I'm on the text string as well. I get it. And I hit the floor. I'm rolling because my husband has taken a picture of our dog. Our dog's head is in his lap. So he has basically sent a picture of his junk to our friend.
A puppy crotch pic.
It was mostly just junk that he basically has sent a sext to our dear friend. And I could not stop laughing. And because the caption said, Somebody wants a plane.
Right. So the whole caption meant something completely new. And turned
beet red. Oh my gosh, I have to show you this.
Like,
picture.
No, read the text string.
No.
Because, so for me, I will say, I think that this is kind of a what color is the dress situation from BuzzFeed. Because some people see the dog. Some people see something
what
else.
Do you see,
what
Christopher?
Do you see, Christopher?
Do you just see junk or do you see dog?
I see equal parts junk and dog. But there's more crotch there than I expected when you were describing it, honestly.
So I sent that to someone who goes to church
that's
with us.
A solid 51%.
And it says
crotch.
Someone wants another play date and then it's just junk. I could not contain myself. And I was trying to text Penn. I was like, I can't breathe right now. And he's trying to,
I felt terrible. I can't, I see Elizabeth all the time and I don't know how to, so this weather is absolutely bonkers. Like I don't know how to address it.
Well, so actually, this is a really good marriage point.
Oh,
which
please.
Is,
see,
well,
I knew Christopher would help.
And my wife and I actually talk about this all the time. We've been married, quite a while now, since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we talk about is intentions. Like, if we get into a big row or just we butt heads over something, one of us will say, well, my intentions were different. And that's our way of saying pause and stop. And the example I give to couples and sort of coaching sessions is, you know, if I'm walking through the house and I trip over the carpet, right, and I break a window because my elbow hits it, I've broken a window, I've got to call the window guy, it's got to get fixed. That's very different than me getting mad because of something that happened and throwing a book or a ball through the window in a fit of anger. The intentions are different. Either way, you've got a broken window. And so this was, right, pretty innocent. I mean, I think it really was about the dog, even though it's
not
at least 51% crotchy.
It is super crotchy.
Here's the best thing that happened, right? Because I was texting it, and I haven't told you this yet.
Oh.
I put Elizabeth on the text string and I was just going to send it straight to her without letting
Kim
on the string. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe Kim should know too, just in case, you know, she's home and I'm away. But I almost just, cause Kim, you were gone.
Yeah.
You were doing something. I can't remember what it was. And so I figured I would just loop you in on what I was doing. What if I had sent that to her and it was just her.
Oh, bless.
I mean,
obviously your intentions were, I never would have thought that, but I have not laughed that hard. Cause obviously I know you were so sweet that you would not, but it was,
So intentions are interesting because I think that Kim knows that I love her. She knows that I would never cheat on her because A, I am just completely smitten by her, and B, I just don't have time.
Like, that's always the answer. Like, when would I have time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Yeah. Keep your man busy.
I will confess that in 20 years of pastoral counseling, or listening to people, referring them to therapists, when the people tell me stories about having affairs or getting involved in other relationships, that's one of the things I wonder. How did you find time to do all this?
Right.
I don't know where people find it who have fallen into that trap. And it can be an easy trap to fall in for many, but I always wonder.
No, and we all know people that have been on one end or the other of that. So not even going to try to make funny of that. But in our relationship, we don't have time to,
barely have time to get the kids to school.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to read the back and forth on this, and we can keep it or we don't have to. OMG, the pic you sent really highlighted your junk. Me.
That was from Kim.
Yeah, it's from Kim.
Me. What? Her. Looks like you're sexting Elizabeth. Laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji. Me. OMG. Her. Wanna play? Creepy old man voice. I can't stop laughing. Me. OMG. And what I wrote. Gosh darn it. Can I retract it? It's just, you're like, I didn't know if I could. That's when I started like Googling. Can you take back?
Can you like take back a text?
Can you suck it back?
You can take it back, but it only goes back on your thread. It's there. It's over there forever.
It's lost forever.
Yeah. I can't stop. This is amazing. That's Kim. Bleep. I just looked at it. That's me. Kim says, I can't breathe. Want to play, little girl? Me. Shut up. I legit feel horrible. Her. This is amazing. Be proud of yourself.
I mean, it was highlighted in a very, like, you know.
And then me. So what do I do now? I don't want to apologize for sending her a pick, which I didn't even know was a pick. And then she said, leave it, don't worry. And then I sent her something. I couldn't help it.
Anyway, we've spent a lot of time talking about the inappropriate picture you sent to our friend and neighbor.
But I think it was interesting him talking about intentions, because like that can be an underlying thing. If we were in a different place, like that could have gone a totally different way.
It's a huge
right?
thing. Exactly right. If you guys weren't in a healthy marriage situation, or if you had just sent that to the other person, that can go south quickly. Or like,
could you imagine if we were like on the fence and I had suspected you of something, and then I checked your phone and I saw that, I would have lost
it. Yeah, it would have been like a Real Housewives moment.
I would have flipped a table.
You would have flipped a table.
I would have flipped a table. Anyway.
What would be interesting is, and I'm not suggesting this, but how many people would see more of the dog, of the puppy, and how many people will more see
it? I'm telling you, it's a what color is this dress thing.
I mean,
and I think because I'm married to you, I'm kind of looking for it.
So maybe for this podcast, we'll just put the picture out and say, what do you see?
What do you see?
Oh, no, we can't. But then we'll get like banned from the internet because it's super a lot of junk.
I don't see it. I really don't.
I will just say to the listeners that both the dog and the crotch area of Penn are both visible in the picture. And they can decide if you choose to post how much dog and
maybe
how much
we should
Penn
have like an artist
there.
Rendering of it or something. I don't want to get kicked off the internet.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Anyway,
this feels like a good stopping point.
So I wanted to talk to Christopher today. We brought him in here, forced him to come here and talk to us, talking about when one person in a couple wants to make a change, whether it's, you know, right now a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions to go to the gym or to eat healthy, or even deeper down, like maybe make a career change. Like somebody wants to make a change in this partnership and the partner is not on board. How, and like on our level, so I'm very like, let's hope, let's dream, let's hold hands and look into each other's eyes. Let's make a vision board. Let's like set a, you know, 5 years from now, what do you want to do? And like, let's imagine ourselves there and let's like get all super dreamy and woo woo about it. And he's like, I prefer to be the underdog. I like to assume I'm going to fail. And like, he's just programmed in a different way. And so that's a very low level, but like there's different layers of this. So I figured you could kind of coach us through this.
And now he's looking at me. Part of his coaching is he'd like to hear my side of this. Yeah. So I think that you and I have similar goals. I think that really the issue is like, how do you go about setting them and communicating them? I think that you at some point gave me the secret DVD.
When DVDs
like
were a thing.
The Oprah secret?
No.
Yeah, whatever.
It is.
And there's
back
like
in the
yeah,
day.
There's
the
this
Oprah.
Yeah, there's this girl in a car and like a weird thing emanates from her head and then she makes $1 million. And I just like I am the anti secret outwardly. Like when I talk to you, I'm like, let's achieve our goals, let's not set our expectations too high, and then we'll be happy. Deep down, internally, I want to be a boss. I want to crush everything. I want to live the best life I possibly can. You know me. I'm like incredibly ambitious, but I don't like talking about it.
Because if you sell it on the front end and it doesn't happen on the back end, it feels...
I think that's it, right? Does that? Yeah. I mean, you guys are both looking at me. I'm just telling you how I behave. You're the one who's here to tell me why I'm behaving like this.
The first thing I want to know is Kim says when your partner, husband, wife, spouse, person isn't on board. What does on board feel like to you, Kim? Well, that's the first thing I want to know. Is it like 30% investment, 100%, 75%? Like, what would on board feel like?
I would think for this. And I think probably for any, you know, I know that I have a friend who struggles with her husband does not eat well and she really wants to change her diet and eat well. And he's like he still insists on having like junk food everywhere. So, but I think it's the same. I think if ideally we would have a family vision board, we would sit down and like do like, where do you like, we're writing a book, guys. Like number one New York Times bestseller. Like I want to pin that up there. I want to look at it. I want to dream about it. I want to do the work. I want to do the work to make it happen.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with you on that. I want to do the work, but I don't want to pin bestseller on a board. I want the work to speak for itself, and then let the universe decide that. I think that's how we're different, but I totally understand why you're saying that. I think there's a lot of people who they function better, when they have that like shiny goal that they're looking toward.
And to me, if we shoot at that and we're like holding hands and jumping off the cliff and like really just like doing the, by the way, I watched The Secret. I find a lot of it is, yeah, you should be more positive, but I think a lot of it is bunk. They have something in there like this woman who said she cured herself from cancer. That's bananas. You can't think positive your way out of cancer. But I do think there is value in just saying it out loud and just putting your intentions out there. And and my lovely husband, we have an amazing marriage. I mean, he can send junk pictures to my friend and I think it's funny. We have a great marriage. I would love it if he was more on. He's like, yeah. He's not.
But here's the thing. I'm on board. I want the same things you do. I think it's about like, I want to get there differently, or I want to think about it differently. Like, I want to set my goals differently than you do. But I think we have the same goals. Like, I would, yeah, New York Times bestseller. Yes.
So this is a great time to talk about compromise, which is really a key skill for any marriage that's going to make it 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. Because over the course of time, not every person in a marriage, not every husband, every wife, every partner, every spouse is going to get everything that they want all the time. Your person may not show up in exactly the right way that you're expecting every time that you need them to show up. If they're showing up at all, considering yourself lucky, you probably have a marriage that is staying on message and is at least somewhat successful. The question, right, is how much of that vision boarding, how much of that hands-on arts and craftsy, because we know you like arts and crafts, Kim.
I do.
How much of that you actually need from him in order to feel like your ideas are valued? I mean, that's really what you're saying. If you agreed that my vision for this project, our family, this marriage, this particular video that we're doing, this book that we're writing, whatever it is, however big, however small, if you were as invested in this idea for it as I am, Penn, you would get on board with making this vision board or this craft or articulating these dreams and goals out there in such a way to where we really understand what we're working toward and we're both equally excited and invested in it. What I hear you saying is not that that you're upset that Penn doesn't buy into your values or your dreams, but that you don't know that he is invested in it as you are if he hasn't done the vision boarding or done the conversation about it or done the pre-work.
Yeah, I don't need a vision board out of him because I don't think that'll ever happen. Like if I see Penn Holderness with a glue stick and an Oprah magazine cutting out words, then I know that like the end times are near.
Yeah, well, I've been taken over by a zombie.
But you're terrible at crafts anyway.
That is established.
I still think that the idea of me having my own website called Pinterest, but it's spelled Pennterest, where I just suck
at everything.
No, not even fail. I don't like, I almost don't even try.
Almost?
Like, well, I know you're here to see a video of a Christmas wreath. I'm going to stare at you for 20 minutes. That's my video.
It'll trend on YouTube.
Yeah, it will.
I think I would love a little him to lean into the woo-woo a little bit.
Okay, so great. What is that?
I think that's...
I didn't mean to ask you that, like, no. Rah, but like, tell no, me...
Specifics are good.
Yeah, tell me what I can do.
So, Kim, did you see how he jumped when he said that? I wish the listeners could have seen that.
Like, yeah, you're good
he
at this.
Jumped. No, well, and he said, great, tell me what that is. And basically, I mean, he's searching, right? I mean, his whole mm-hmm. body language just changed. Not that he's angry. I mean, he's actually curious because he wants to meet you someplace. Maybe that's halfway. Maybe that's, you know, two-thirds of the way on your side of the fence. Maybe it's two-thirds of the way on his. But he's looking for compromise. But the key to compromise is we both have to do one of those rules that we've talked about on many podcasts that we've done. Ask for what you want. And then negotiate your way to a place where you're both getting enough of what you want so you understand as a couple, as spouses, as partners, how you can both be successful in whatever it is that you're doing. And so what does the woo-woo mean?
It does. We had a, you know, like I think many families do. We had like a, you know, a couples 2020 where our goal. I recommend it if you have a yearly just kind of goal setting for your relationship and a goal setting for your family and a goal setting for your business. And it's... I think it's that more often and check-ins on that and saying the big scary things, which is we have a lot of weird, scary things, exciting things happening in our lives. Like, how cool is it that we get to like write a book? Like, to be able to say it with me. Like, guys, what would happen if we were number two on New York? Cool. Still awesome. Like, I'm not going to like fall into despair if we're not number one. But if we shoot, like, I just want to like put it out there and let's do this. Let's like kick butt. And like, if we're number two, cool. That's cool too. I'll take that.
That was really helpful for me.
Okay.
Because I don't work that way.
Okay.
If I say I want to be number one and I'm not number one, that's kind of a Ricky Bobby situation for me.
If you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. So, okay. So
all I remember from that movie, yeah. If you're not first, you're
last.
What
do I do with my hands?
You don't remember when he stabbed himself with a fork?
Now that you mention it, yes. But mostly what I remember is no first, last.
Mm-hmm. And also, as someone with a religious background, the great prayer.
Jesus.
Little 5 ounce baby Jesus.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's right.
Our kids have started quoting that when doing their blessings.
So. Yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but that was really useful to me because if you don't mind, that's just not how I'm wired. I want to give you a real life metaphor for me. I'm a pretty good race runner. I'm not afraid to admit I finished fifth. In a state race, not in my age group, overall fifth in a 1 mile race in my state group of anybody who entered in this race. The reason why I finished that high is because you have to drink a beer every quarter of a mile.
It's a beer mile.
It's called the beer mile. And I finished fifth. And
that's amazing.
No, it's the best. Like athletic.
You finished fifth in the beer mile?
In the state.
All I knew was that you finished.
Look up 2018 beer mile. Results, I am number 5 on the list. And here's why. It's not because I'm a good runner or a good, I'm obviously an okay runner, okay drinker. But,
an okay drinker.
But when I started that race, I thought to myself, I don't want to finish dead last. And the fear and terror of finishing dead last or throwing up or like falling down drove me through the first 400 meters. And the second 400 meters, what happens is my brain says, okay, I just like, I think I can finish somewhere in like the top 100. And then I go around that lap and I'm in like 10th place. And then I have my like the third beer and I'm like, I think I can actually finish in the top 10 here if I don't like lose it. And then when I get to the last lap, here's what's going through my head. Nobody can stop me. I am unstoppable. My anchor.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
At my fourth lap, and it has nothing to do with the fact that I've already chugged 4 beers. Like this is just the way that my brain works.
Were you screaming on the back court, like the back straight away, the stretch, I'm the Terminator or anything?
No,
like
but I was filled with endorphins and euphoria,
and
no matter
alcohol.
How painful and alcohol, no matter how like tired my body was. And it's how I was as a racer, as a kid, when I was a mile racer, it's that last, like that last push. The way that I work when I'm trying to get to a goal is, let me not screw this up. let me stay in it. I'm going to win it.
So,
and it doesn't happen until the very end. So setting that high goal at the very beginning is tough for me.
I'm going to try a ninja move on you guys. And this may be specific for you, but I think it's specific for a lot of couples in that typically opposites attract, right? Not always. There's no 100% rule for any marriage, any relationship out there, but typically opposites attract. And so here, right, I want to be Mr. In the Moment Pen. I want to start the race, and while I'm experiencing it, just feel all the feels, drink all the beers in this case.
I shouldn't have mentioned that it was a beer mile, but you can look it up online.
You can. Well, drink all the beers and finish, because in that moment, I want to feel like I am the Terminator. Like, no one can stop me, right? And then we are attracted, typically, if we are spontaneous people, to people who like to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're spontaneous in life, as we're growing up, sometimes we miss out on great opportunities and beautiful things because we didn't have a plan, and we missed the start time, or we missed the beginning date to register, or whatever it is. And typically people who are really good planners find themselves falling in love with people who like to live in the moment.
I signed up for that race the day of, by the way.
Yeah.
I feel like I should mention
I would have had a vision board and maybe like a matching outfit with a friend.
Well, I've seen you in the triathlon outfits, and they do match. So absolutely.
Yeah.
When's the last triathlon you did?
No, actually, that Ironman.
The Ironman, your outfit matched.
The half Ironman.
The last triathlon we did was the last triathlon we're doing.
The biking just became dangerous.
Yeah.
Like that long on a bike anyway, and people, or a friend, a training partner got hit by a car anyway.
Yeah. My knees fell apart. Anyway.
Okay. So how does this relate then? Let's like bring it broader. So my friend, New Year's resolution to eat healthier. Her husband has, you know, chocolate bars stashed everywhere and goes to the store, even though she goes to the store and buys kale, he goes to the store and buys, you know, Doritos, and they're everywhere. And, you know, he needs to make some improvements, some life changes too. So like, what is that dynamic?
Well, ultimately what we're talking about is compromise, which is to say that what would it look like if Penn committed to some vision boarding or some sort of speaking something that's a great goal or something that's a really exciting possibility into reality that feels like a plan or a commitment that even if he's not sure that he's ready to make, you're sure that you're ready to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore trusting you, he's able to do it. But you compromising on the other side and saying, but we don't have to do this every time. We just have to do it a few times every year, a couple times a month. I mean, that's really the art of compromise. So back to your friend, you know, maybe it is that in that case, the husband, the man in that relationship needs to eat more kale. Maybe all men need to eat more kale. I actually don't mind kale, but I tend to put like a lot of Parmesan cheese and salt on it. So, but maybe everybody needs to eat in a more healthy way. But what would it look like if they actually had an agreed upon number of, you know, chocolate bars a month?
Mm-hmm.
And if you plow through that whole agreed upon number in the first week, then that's on you, you know, because you made an agreement with your person. But the question is always, is compromise. Can we set up parameters? Both agree that chocolate bars are fun. That's true. They are. They're amazing.
Yes.
And we as a couple, as we age, need to eat more in a more healthy way so that we can maintain our health for us and for our family. What does that look like? How can we do a little bit of both and to where we're not only eating kale or, like raw food all the time.
Right.
What are those bowls called?
The poke
bowls? Poke bowls.
Yeah.
Now and then I get a Hershey bar in exchange for some poke bowls. That's the question. Can we compromise and find a way where we both get enough of what we want to where we both feel valued and like we're moving in a positive direction for our lives and our marriage?
So I get it. There's also going to be some relationships that, you know, one partner in a very loving, great marriage or partnership is going to say, hey, I support you. I want you to go to the gym and I want you to turn your fitness life around. I want you to eat kale and have a smoothie and I want you to do that. I have no interest. Or like Penn, like he would have no problem if I wallpapered our house with a vision board. He would have no problem. He would support me 100%.
Right. I just don't
want to
care about it.
Yeah. So how do we, and I think we have a great marriage. So like, how do we deal with that? It's like, you do you. Is it possible to have for one person to make a drastic life change when the other person is, it's not that they're not supportive, they're just not going to join in.
I mean, you're not going to love my answer, but the answer is, of course, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be. Sometimes, I mean, I'm never going to do yoga. I don't have a body for yoga.
Sure you do.
I don't, no. And I get that it has beautiful value.
I'm just having the worst visuals right now.
I know, it's horrible. when you look at my body type, which is sort of like a suitcase, doing yoga, right? But if my wife said, I'm going to take up yoga, would you join me? I would say, you do you, my love. I'm not going to do that, but I'm willing to do other physical fitness things for you. Because in that moment, you know, if someone that you love is asking you for something or to do something, to change something, to add something to your life, just assume, give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that it's a place from love, that it's from a place of love. It's not necessarily a critique so much as it is, I want us to be healthier. I want us to be more in love. I want us to be more whole. And then find out what you can do, what little things you can give to get you there. I mean, if the goal is to have a better marriage, a better relationship, and your person is trying to improve something in his or her life, at least listen to it and find out what you can give to help her or him get there. And maybe you can get there too. Drawing a wall, what we call stonewalling, where we just say,
no,
I'm done. I'm going to stop this right here. That's never helped any marriage get anywhere. If your goal is to just not do something, then stonewalling is great. If your goal is a better marriage or a better relationship, then listen. Find the places where you can compromise.
I dated enough guys that would have laughed. They would have said about a vision board, that's BS, and joked and laughed and poked fun. And that would have made me feel terrible. He doesn't do that in so much of a way, but he makes fun of the secret. He'd be like, are you secreting? Are you secreting now? I'm like, no, I'm not secreting.
It's a good verb. Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's a great verb.
No, I'm not secreting. No, I just feel like we should, you know, set goals and be like, go big. Like, let's go big. Let's think big.
Well, here's the problem with stonewalling is typically you stonewall because you are afraid, or a person stonewalls because he or she is afraid. And then the other person either feels small or rejected. Right. And that's the problem. So whatever you can do to compromise, to support your person and whatever newfound thing they found is what's probably best for your relationship. It doesn't mean you have to go 100% in. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But at least moving a little bit to say, I see this is important to you and I want to support you while you do it. Here's what I think I can do to participate or to support you while you do it. That's what's best for your relationship.
Yeah. So Kim is the goal setter in the family. She is the pace rabbit. She's the one who has like most of the vision and initiative. I think my initiative and vision is like more introverted, and I like to keep it in my little special dark place until it happens and then say, I knew it. And that works for me. However, thank you for giving me some props for this. I do like my wife has a lot of crazy ideas, and I have said yes. And I think to most of them in life, no, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, 100%.
All kinds of things. Like, I need this. I want to do this. And I say, go for it, honey. You do you. I know you can do it. I believe in you. Let me know what you need. But when it gets to the point where she says, okay, I need you on board with me, not just with support, but also emotionally and in the way that I do it, that's where I have trouble. Because I just do things my own way. I accomplish goals my own way, and I set my goals my own way. But
here's the thing. Like, she likes the vision boards, right?
Yeah.
And you still think, living here in this home, that you can set your goals your way, right?
Hmm. That's a good question. I mean, I'd like to have some input.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little bit.
Even when, and from the very beginning, he was a news anchor, which it sounds like a super fancy job, but it does not make a lot of money. And we were like, we were checking, you know, it was one of those like where you check the bank balance before you go grocery shopping to see if you can get apples and oranges. We're like, nope, this week we're just getting apples.
Just apples.
Apples, and that's cool. So we were definitely, and I said, you know what I want to do? I want to make.
And you said a number of money.
I said a number. I said, this is how much money I want to make this year. And it was like four times what he could ever imagine to make as a news anchor. He's like, how are we going to do that? I'm like, I don't know, but let's write down this number. And he's like, I don't like, how are you, what are you going to do? And I'm like, cause I had started a business. I'm like, I don't know. And what if we don't get there? Well, oh, well, like we still have a roof over our head. We can still buy apples. And you know what? Within like a couple years, we got really close and everything changed. I'm like, see, I secreted it. And
and that's, yeah. And that's where I was like, yeah, it was because we wrote it down. And I probably stonewalled her there. Well, I'm glad you introduced that word. I think that's something that we can talk about in our language. Like, just please don't stonewall.
Don't
me right
stonewall.
Now.
Like, yeah, don't good. Cut off the conversation, because when we stonewall, we stop compromising. And the truth is it's probably a both and, meaning that for most things in marriage are both and. Almost all things are. We both cook and we both clean every now and then. We both pick up food.
Both cooks and she both cleans.
That's right. But we both do yard work and we do housework. I mean, most marriages, I think most modern marriages amongst two working people, you're going to have to both and a mm-hmm. lot of time, whether you have kids or not. My guess is that you guys do a good bit of compromising in the way that you're setting goals and sort of life changes, life stages, life dreams all the time. If you were to set a vision board, let's say, that Penn thought was absolutely impossible or he couldn't support, I believe, having watched the two of you for the last few years pretty closely, that Penn could say, no, I don't want to do that. Your dispute isn't over what the goals are. Your dispute is over what the method, the process of actually articulating the goals, where Penn wants a little more spontaneity, doesn't want to feel like you failed if you set something up that's really difficult. And you really like the big, grand, bold vision thing because it seems like it holds you accountable to the task at hand, which is we as a couple would like to get to whatever point that is that we set, mm-hmm. whatever visioning process we did.
And it's not even money, by the way. It's not like a money thing. Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be a money thing. It can be we want to, our vision for our marriage in the next year is we want to have something tangible, really date nights. We want to feel like we've grown as parents for the next year. If you have kids, it can be really tangible. Basic.
Ooh, that's
things.
Interesting. Okay. So I've got a compromise, I think.
Oh, let's hear it, honey.
Oh gosh. Okay. You ready for this?
Hashtag let pin.
I will do a vision board with you.
Oh goodness.
For the whole, I'm serious. Like the whole New York Times thing. We will, like, you and I will write down our goals together. We will hold hands in a non stonewalling way. And I will say, I'm going to do whatever I can to get us there with you. If you let me put a vision board up of how we can, relax more. Like, just chill, like, just kind of like let it all ooze off and forget that anything that we just talked about even exists.
Like a beach scene? Like, what's on the, what do you mean?
It could be, it could just, it's the ability for all of the things that we're talking about and working on, because we work together all the time, to melt away completely and just be us.
I love that.
I do too.
I love it.
I
want to ooze.
We don't do that. And we talk about it in a negative way. We don't ooze enough. Like, we don't, because if we put that board up in order to get there, people who live and work together, it's like a 24/7 thing. Mm. So I think we almost need to make our own vision board of us sitting on a beach and throwing our phones in the ocean or ignoring our children. Like a vision board of me ignoring my dog and children and staring at the sunset. That sounds awesome. It's also possibly criminal negligence if we don't have someone else looking after them.
Yeah, you need a kid plan there. But
yeah.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Lola's
almost 13.
I think a big reason why I have trouble with these like super ambitious goals is I see how it can consume both of us and really make us like kind of unaware of the person who's standing in front of us and, you know, the way that we were when it all started and just in love with like dreams that we didn't really have any responsibility for. We just were there together.
I think at the core of it, do you feel like the goals are going to overtake, like you're still going to be my favorite?
Yeah. Thank you. I agree with that. And I do. I know that we're our favorites. Like that I feel safe about that, but I don't think that we give as much attention to what I just said on my vision board as we do to what's on your vision board, which is like, we go on walks together and they're great, but we talk about work when we go on walks.
I know.
And we go to dinners together. We go to date nights together. And they're great, but you know, we're talking about work. And you and I have these like great breakthrough moments in a podcast, but you're freaking out because I'm touching this wire too much.
Oh my gosh.
Which you're doing right now. Like yeah.
No, well, that has nothing to do with work. That was just you being handsy.
And so I guess to me, like I would love to be passionate about that. And that would be the compromise that I would want.
I am 100% committed to chill. I mean, we are changing up the schedule of this podcast for a little bit mm-hmm. just to create more time so you and I can stare at each other.
Yeah.
So, and not talk about.
Well, so the question is, to go back earlier in this podcast, how do you both get the woo-woo? Was that mm-hmm. your phrase,
the woo-woo.
Kim? The
just
woo-woo.
Get
how do you get the woo-woo? Like yeah. the wowzer vision. And maybe there's a way where you can both sort of, you know, Kim makes one for whatever our career goals are for the next few months, and Penn makes one for the whatever our, you know,
relationships,
just downtime goals are for the next month.
I love
and
that.
Maybe you merge those two together.
I love
I
it.
I think we just had a breakthrough.
We did, honey.
And a compromise.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to go buy some magazines and some scissors and some glue
Except
sticks.
You didn't really compromise anything. You're getting the vision board and time. This is bullcrap. By the way, I just agreed to do a vision board for something that she probably wants anyway.
Yes.
Well,
vacations are definitely on there.
Oh my God. But it's not just vacations. It's really not. It's actually, honestly, vacations we take. And when we do that, like when we're away from this house, like we have an awesome time. We really do. And by the way, like the fact that we couldn't take a vacation over Christmas, I think is like an added, it's like plaque on the brain for us because we haven't had a chance to like get out and just be ourselves. Like
big vacation.
I'm talking
mm-hmm. away needed.
No, but I'm talking time away while we are here. And if that's 5 minutes, if that's like whatever it is, just to like let it ooze off.
Ooze. That's a third ooze reference. I like it.
I'm a very oozy person.
As a Dr. Pimple Popper watcher, I have mad respect for
so
the
So I
ooze.
Did watch that one time and Thoughts? I wasn't grossed out, but I wasn't thrilled either.
My skin gets kind of tingly and I love it so much because it's so satisfying because it's so... This is a different podcast. Maybe she'll be on our podcast.
You should do that. Because you talk... Over the last 5 years, you've talked about
Dr. I feel like you've given her a lot of business.
With me a lot.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Because it's like something like, here's a problem, and now it's gone. It's like beginning, end, and it's done.
It's like, you've got this cyst, and I'm going to fix it.
And yeah, and you walk into the office, and you've got a problem, you walk out, and you don't. When else in life can you do that?
Is that why you like it? I thought
it's
it was
very satisfying.
But it's not just, you go dark, like when things get really I know, crazy when, for you, you yeah. go ingrown hairs.
I know. I started going earwax removal too.
And earwax.
Christopher's face right now. Okay, let me tell you about Christopher's face.
You didn't
right
go
now.
To school for this one, did you?
I don't even want to go down the earwax road.
I know. And then my friend Jen Cuthbertson, who's in a lot of our videos, said she's gone darker.
Wait, what?
She's gone ingrown toe removal.
Oh, that's online?
Yeah, everything
Who would
is online.
Watch that. That's horrible.
Her name is Jennifer.
I really like Jennifer.
I know, but she likes the, oh my God. Now people are swerving off the road. They're listening. Sometimes I forget that we're recording these conversations.
It's great because when we go off the rails, it's always a good stopping point.
Okay. Well, right? Thank you. We're going to go get some glue sticks and make a vision board. I hope this was helpful. If maybe one person in your relationship wants to make a change and the other person isn't on board. Maybe this kind of the art of compromise kind of helped.
Right. Compromise is not everybody gets what they want all the time. Compromise is I get enough of what I want to where I feel like my idea, vision, my goals, my hopes are valued. And the other person is able to participate with me. And they are not losing so much that they feel like their participation is a waste of time. It's not everybody's going to get what they want in a compromise 100% of the time.
And I think that's what you just said. Like you feel valued.
Valued.
And just feeling like even if you are rejecting their idea and or like you don't, whatever, like I hear
it.
You.
Yeah.
Like I'm hearing what you're saying. I hold space for that. I see the value in that. It's not for me. Let's find a way to like make this work. Like
if my wife wanted to do yoga, that would be her thing. But I would love it if she did.
And what you could do is you were like, I'll get the kids to school.
Correct.
I'll make time for you. I support you in that. I'll make sure you get out the door to do that. I'm not going to join you.
Right. Because like stonewalling is no, you can't do that because, or you shouldn't do that because,
yeah.
Or I don't want you to do that because that's what stonewalling is. And unless it's something really dangerous or unhealthy, I mean, if somebody's making a healthy, good choice, goal setting, health, food, new exercise, find a way to compromise and support that as much as you can, because that's going to be good for your marriage, your relationship, your partnership in the long run.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you so much for being here. And guys, I think we're going to have to put the picture somewhere. And
no, because that is going to get us kicked off the internet.
So no one's going to see the picture.
I think I'm going to have to put like a graphic over it or something.
What kind of graphic?
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And take a screenshot. Tag us on Instagram.
Not that kind of screenshot.
No, not. We've learned that there are some appropriate
That's
ones.
That's right.
And maybe some ones that aren't.
Elizabeth. Bye.
And hit subscribe. Did you hit stop already?
No.
Okay. Hit subscribe and cool. It helps us. And thank you.
And see.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.